On Tuesday, liquor outlets across the country were jam-packed when this WhatsApp voice note began to circulate, causing a wave of panic buying.
Sean, on the news, the bottle stores are closing tonight. The president's talking because of all the accidents happening and the cops were killed in the accident. So I'm just letting you know the bottle stores will be closing. Will be the last day today. Tonight, 8 o'clock, he's talking. Quentin also just got emails for his bars. Not a bullshit story, so yeah, I've placed orders, he's placed orders, everybody's placed their orders. Just letting you know.
Fake news was the simple response from the presidency. But in 2020, when so-called fake news and real news can look so similar, how do we tell the difference? In South Africa, WhatsApp messages have circulated with rumors about foreign nationals, local crime trends, political conspiracies, racial attacks, and other hot-button issues that can be used to fuel conflict and distrust. Africa Check, a non-partisan fact-checking organization, has offered up these 5 tips on identifying fake news and false information being peddled on WhatsApp. Firstly, when encountering something you think may be fake news, ask yourself, who wrote it? Many fake messages, especially ones that are forwarded on WhatsApp, don't say who wrote the message or who is the source of the message. If you don't know where it is from, how can you possibly trust it? Before sharing it with others, ask the sender who the author or source is and double-check their facts. Secondly, can you verify their claims? Many fake messages don't give the source of their claims or use unreliable sources like hoax news sites. Some fakes say that they come from trusted sources, such as real news sites, but they're lying. Ask the sender if the same claims have been made on trusted news sites or on other sources and make sure that those sources aren't hoax sites. Thirdly, does this information make you scared or angry? Many fake messages try to make us scared or angry about something. They can be shocking claims about crime or kidnapping, about people from different countries or racial groups, or about government policies, such as the one we just heard. Fourthly, does the message include shocking pictures, videos, or audio? Many fake messages use pictures, video, or audio to trick us. These could be edited to be misleading. They could also be taken from a different event, time, or even place. Check if the media has been edited and double check to see if it's actually from the event or a previous event. Finally, and probably most importantly, are you sure that this is not a hoax? Many fake messages can actually be checked out online. You can search reliable news sites or fact-checking websites such as africacheck.org or snoops.com. If you're still unsure if the message is a hoax, be careful. Don't just send it around. You can also ask Africa Check to fact-check something by sending it to them on WhatsApp. That's right, you can send it to them on WhatsApp on 073-749-7875. That's 073-749-7875. Rather be certain that what you are busy sending to other people is the truth and is reliable. For Multimedia Live, a branch of Arena Holdings, I have been Paige Muller.